Linda Davis. I'm a psychologist and I have been studying the problem of telling lies for 11 years already. Of course, all people lie. An average person lies at least once a day. It's a fact. Sometimes telling a lie seems easy, but in the long run, the consequences of this behavior cause others to distrust you. You end up feeling badly about yourself too. But let's look at it from the liar's perspective. What's going on in a person's mind when he or she lies to others? Why are we dishonest? There are certain reasons why people do this. First of all, people usually lie to avoid trouble when they just don't want to get into trouble, even though they know that what they have done is wrong. They think, "I know it's wrong, but I can handle it. I don't hurt anybody. So what's the big deal?" The second reason is to impress others. Usually people want everybody around us to think that we are better than we are. The third reason is the influence of media. Let's face it, bad ideas are just pushed into the heads of everybody. Not seldom, people tell lies to protect somebody's feelings. That's the fourth reason. And this is what we call a white lie. Many people do this, and quite often. The fifth reason is, which is very bad, to get others into trouble or to fool someone. And here are some more facts that I want to give you now. Generally, women feel lies easier. Lizzie's mother, for example, understood that her daughter was lying to her. Guys, never lie to your moms. Many people forget lies they told in the past. And who are really good at telling lies? The more well-educated a person is, the better liar he or she is, and more often he or she does it. Because their education gives them words and confidence to lie. But how to spot a liar? That's not that easy. Liars always try to hide emotions. Only some people are extremely good at knowing when someone is lying to them. These are agents and psychologists. But there are certain moments that can help you in detecting a liar. These signals are usually verbal and non-verbal. Verbal signals are speaking louder than usually, making errors in speech, pausing. Non-verbal signals are touching your nose or hair, leaning towards the listener, playing with small objects like a pencil. When the person is lying, he or she is not looking in the eyes, is blinking often, or is trying to change the topic of the conversation.